Today, I was assured by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the Chairman of the Appropriations Committee, David Obie, that they would include $400 million of funding to fully fund the Safe and Secure County Rural Schools Act on a temporary and emergency basis for 1 year. This averts the extraordinary and immediate crisis that was confronting many of our counties. Coos County had already let inmates out of jail. Many other counties had sent out layoff notices to deputy sheriffs. Other counties were closing down public health services, libraries, and other programs. This is tremendous news, and I'm tremendously appreciative of the new leadership in Congress that has seen fit to go where the former Republican leadership and the president have not. This doesn't solve the problem permanently. We still need to put in place a long-term funding agreement, and I'm turning to our senators for that, because the greatest roadblock for long-term funding, or perhaps even short-term funding, is from a number of senators from the West who want more for their states and don't recognize the existing formula. But this is just tremendous news for Southwest Oregon, and indeed for counties and school districts across America, that this money will be included as part of the emergency spending resolution.